This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 66 for Friday, September 16th. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday in choppy trading that has seen prices on either side of unchanged. At the final settlement, the November canola contract advances $4.10 at $792.50 per ton, and the January contract gains $4.70 at $801.10 per ton. Support is coming from good gains in Chicago soy oil, but losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed, are trying to stymie further increases. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing a small amount of support to vegetable oils. The Malaysian palm oil market is closed for a holiday. Just as good harvest progress was being made across the prairies this week, there's rain over parts of Alberta and Manitoba. More rain is in the forecast, primarily for the northern areas of the region. Saskatchewan says its harvest progress reached 64% complete this week, 7 points above the province's five-year average. While canola exports were a mere 300 tons for the week ending September 11th, the Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of the oilseed were about 336,000 tons. That's up 59% from last week. Domestic usage increases 29% at nearly 197,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 75.2 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 75.76. The United States National Oilseed Processors Association reports the August soybean crush came to 165.5 million bushels. While a smidge below trade expectations, the crush is 4.2% more than in August of last year. The total crush by NOPA members for 2021-22 is 2.07 billion bushels. The U.S. weather forecast calls for rain over much of the Corn Belt, while the South is to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The November contract is down 3 cents at $14.48.5 per bushel. December soy oil jumps 1.66 cents at 65.96 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $6.30 at $4.21.70 per short ton. Corn futures are nearly mixed on Friday as the December contract dips a quarter cent at $6.77 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract up 2 cents at $3.96. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, as Chicago December adds 15 cents at $8.60. Kansas City December rises 9 cents at $9.35. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December tacks on 7 cents at $9.36. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, September 16th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.